You know, sometimes leftovers are better than they were in the beginning. Can I have a witness here sometime? You need to stay. Maybe you might want to stay on one scripture for a while.
Come on, man. Come on. That's it.
And so you stay there until it becomes you, becomes a part of you. Repositioning. I believe that God is doing something in every one of your careers and your life, how you manage money, how you make money, how you think about it, how you think about the church, how you think about God, His kingdom. I believe that God's doing something in you. I believe that God is repositioning businesses.
Come on.
One of you wants your business. Two of you want it repositioned. Two, three, four of you. How many would like to reposition your business so the economy of the day does not tear it up? But the promises of God, I mean, you are the one who says God says you ought to plant during famine when nobody else says you ought to be doing that, but God told you to do that, and you're living on a word. Anybody got me on that? God told you to put your business on that corner. He told you to do that right there. He told you to move those cows from that pasture to that pasture. He told you to buy that or sell that, and you're going on a word. You're not going on a whim. You're not going on a trend, but you're going on a word. Is anybody working somewhere because you're working on a word? Anybody with me on this? You're working on a promise. So you stay on that. You pray on that. Gave you the testimony last week of one of our families here that because their business was doing so well, out of the clear blue, nobody asked for it. They said, we're going to give you an extra week's of pay, and we're going to do that this week. We're not going to do it next year. We're going to do it right now. Here's the check. Many of you said you'd like to have that in your business. You'd like to have that in your life. Well, if it didn't come this week, don't stop on that prayer. If you don't get your package by UPS, you got a tracking system, and you track that. You track down your promise.
Come on.
Anybody listening? Anybody ready? I'm not wasting any time here today. Amen. I mean, track down your promise. You get that word, and you stay on track with the word. Somebody say, I'm staying on track with my word. Come on, say it out loud. I'm staying on track with my word. And I had another testimony. That I'm telling you, it's happening. So I'm giving you these testimonies to let you know it's not something that's going to happen. It's already happening. Had another family this week tell me they were not even looking for another job. But somebody from another state called them and offered them a job closer to home with a 50% increase and more vacation. Now, at the rate this is going, you're going to get an extra week pay. You're going to get a 50% raise and more vacation. That's what's happened in just the last 2 weeks. Do I have any takers here right now? I'm in for it. You better believe it. Because if you can receive more, you can give more.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If every one of you get a 50% increase and you give off this, we'd be debt free. Amen. So I want you to pray with me and believe with me that God's... So you reposition. I like the way Perry Stone said it when he was here. He said, when you give 10%, that is your tithe. When you give that, you reposition the 90% into covenant. Last thing I want to do is be out of covenant with God. Last thing I want to do is be in bed with the devil. Because if you're out of covenant with God, you must be in covenant with the devil. Are you hearing me, somebody, all right? If you're not giving to God, then you're stealing from God. How many believe that stealing is a sin? One, two, three, four of you, amen. You better turn to your neighbor right now and you better say, I hope you tithe because the last thing I want to do is sit beside a robber. Amen. If you're sitting by somebody who doesn't tithe, guard your purse. Amen. Put your Visa card in the other pocket. They'll be trying to scan it. I'm going to be a giver. Let's give to God today. Everybody give. Begin to give out of your businesses. Let's see what God's going to do. Amen. Amen. Get God's attention in your home. Get God's attention in your business. Keep giving online the way you do. And by the way, you can set up just like you do with your taxes, your other bills, your all your energy, I mean all your utility bills and all that. You can set up online giving to be reoccurring to the Church Alive. You can do that. The moment you get your check, you can go ahead out of your bank account, to get it to go ahead and move into ours. You can do that. It's all there online for you to be able to do that. So I have a tendency to forget, you know, but I like to bring it. I like to give it. All right. I like to. So you do what you want to do. But make a note of it. All right. And so in your heart, you do that. All right. I'm going to pray. Everybody give. The debit card, credit card center is there online. It's available for you. But everybody do it. Amen. And so, Father, I pray right now. There is a positioning. There is a multiplying of the seed. I pray right now there is a multiplication on it. There is you're supplying seed and the multiplication of it. And so, Father, I believe it's happening right now over every business. I still call forth for 10% of all the revenue of this city into ministry, into the kingdom of God, to move the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hey, praise God. Amen. So I believe you're doing it. I thank you for the $2.5 million coming to this ministry center plus, so we can go ahead and build. I already see it. I already see the children's center. I already see the youth center. I already see the prayer homes. I already see that giant cross on the hillside. I already see the walking trails there. I already see the outdoor theater there. I already see the pavilion out there. I already see the center for those who are in transition and need a place to stay and need to be mentored. I already see that going on, Father. And so I believe it's happening now. And so I already see it happening. Amen. And so I thank you for the assignment you've given to us. We'll be diligent as we give to you, as we honor you in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. And have a good time giving to God. Thank you, Otis, for helping me out so much. And I praise the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God for giving us words like that. I enjoyed that. How about you? I enjoyed that. Amen. Praise God. Otis and I, we know a lot of the same old songs. But every once in a while, I'll pull one he doesn't know.
We're going to rehearse.
We would be terrible if we rehearsed. We don't need to rehearse. I like it. I like spontaneous like that. How's that, all right? I like it better like that, all right? He sweat on a couple of them songs, you know what I mean? But he come on through there. Amen. Praise God. And it's dangerous, folks. You don't know. You see, you need to praise God. If I can humble myself and lead like that with a singer up here like Otis, then surely you can worship. Amen. And it's a dangerous thing when I start off, and I'm not really sure the key. I know more music than what y'all think I do, but he knows I know. And I can sing, but I can't tell him what key I'm in, all right? But that to God be the glory. I wished I'd had a horn right there. Amen. I'd have played the daylights out of that song right there. Amen. I was feeling Andre Crouch coming on. I was about to sing through it all, but you got up and left. Well, through it all, come on back here. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Come on, everybody help me. Here we go.
We'll take it up.
Through it all, through it all,
come on, ladies.
I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all. These words are real hard. It's through it all. Come on, help us out.
We'll take it up.
Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Lord, praise. Come on, give Him praise. Tell Otis thank you for me. Would you do that? Come on, everybody. All right, get this. All right, listen carefully. All right. There is no comparison to the spirit of the Antichrist and the anointed presence of the Holy Spirit. What is the spirit of the Antichrist? The spirit of the Antichrist is anything against the Word of God or the Spirit of God. The Antichrist is, and the spirit of the Antichrist is all in our culture today. The spirit of the Antichrist is anti-church. The spirit of the Antichrist is anti-word. The spirit of the Antichrist is anti the body of Christ. The spirit of the Antichrist is against the gifts, the manifestation, the baptism, and the fire of the Holy Ghost. I am about the anointed presence of the Holy Ghost, not the free speech of the Antichrist. Can I have an amen from the body of Christ? Last week we looked a little bit, and we're not going to go there really today and stay there, but we looked a little bit in 1 John, the second chapter. And we learned in verse 15, it says this: do not love the world or the things in the world. And the word is very clear. He just slides us in there. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The devil and Jesus have never been co-dwellers. And they never will be. You're not going to have the spirit of the Antichrist in you and the spirit of anointing in you. Scripture goes on to say in verse 16, for all that is in the world, look at what it says, not part of what is in the world, but all that is in the world. Somebody say all. Here it describes it: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. These are the three things. This is how the enemy gets you, those three things. It is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world is passing away. Listen, friends, do not put your permanent promises in this world. Not your property, not your house, not your things, not your keepsakes. It's passing away. How many hearing me? The best treasure you have is the Holy Ghost. The world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Verse 15 then said, little children, it's the last hour. He goes on to say, that have you not heard? The Antichrist is coming even now. Many Antichrists have come, by which we know that is the last hour. It goes on to say in verse 20, but you have an anointing. We talked about your anointing is greater than anything else. You could go back and listen to that. It was a powerful message. 2 Timothy now, verse 3, chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, but know this, then the last days. We just said we're in the last hour, the last days. Perilous times will come. The day for you just being a cozy Christian is over. You're going to have to come out from among them. You're going to have to identify yourself. I'm either a follower of Jesus, I either take up my cross, deny myself and follow him. Just fitting in the crowd, hanging around the cross is not going to get it. You're going to have to carry it. The good news is, the picture you have of carrying the cross is not how you carry it now. The picture you have is from Mel Gibson's film and other films of Jesus carrying the cross and struggling. No, we are now overcomers. We lift up the cross and we walk like this. How many hearing me? Amen. The cross is not heavy. The cross is light. Now, the cross is liberating. The cross is freedom. The cross is power. Amen. It's not what we call a burden where it's a yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. It's a freedom message. All right? It says, so perilous times are going to come. Then verse 2 of chapter 3 describes these times. I think you'll agree with me. We're living in those times. Men will be lovers of themselves. How many believe we're living in those times? It's all about me, all about me. We're gonna talk about a little bit later as we get into some things that we are to love one another. That's a command from God. Jesus said the greatest command is to love him, and the second one is like it. So in other words, they're not one and two. They're a combo package. Because if you love him, you'll love one another. And you can't really love one another correctly unless it's by the love of God. How many got all that, all right? And so if he tells us we are to love one another, if we are not loving one another, then that must be out of position. We got to call that must be sin. If I have hatred, if I have resentment, if I'm living in unforgiveness, he tells you your prayers will not be answered if you're living in unforgiveness. I want to be in position with God. Somebody say reposition again. want you to keep that word on you. All right, let's go on and say, and they will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud. I mean, this is everywhere. Blasphemers, disobedient to parents. I describe the last days as these next two words, unthankful and unholy. All around you people are unthankful and unholy. Give me that. That's mine. And unholy. As believers, we are to be holy as God is holy. You go to lunch a lot quicker if you help me. Unloving, unforgiving, slanders. You say, I don't believe that. Just watch the news. Without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong. Don't look at anybody. Haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Scripture goes on to say, in Matthew 24, it even says in the last days that many people, the love of many shall wax cold. Is that right? Don't you get off track because somebody else got off track. It says, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. In other words, they look good, but there's no power of God there. There's no anointing there. In other words, I'm going to tie this together, but I'm not going to preach on it. You can have a form of godliness, but be living with the spirit of Antichrist. It's a powerful word there, but that's not my assignment today. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such, what's it tell you? Doesn't say join that group. Delete them from Facebook. Such people turn away. How do you turn away? This isn't rocket science. You go the other, whatever direction they're going, you don't go. You say, well, no, I've got to go with them. Because I've got to try to save them. That's the work of the Holy Ghost, not you. You go the other way and intercede. I prophesy to you, because the pattern of your life has been, if you go with them, they'll drag you down the same trap. Somebody better receive that. For of this sort are those who have crept into households. If I really preach what I'm dealing with today with a lot of people is people are allowing things to creep in their household. Allowing spirits of the Antichrist while having a form of godliness to creep into their household, and they wonder why their marriage is in a strain. They wonder why their kids are unthankful and unholy. Quit emailing me and telling me I just had perfect kids. I'm preaching strong today, so y'all better be ready. I know my three kids, they are not perfect. And they didn't have perfect parents. I know their mother and I know their father. We made a lot of mistakes, but the anointing will cover the mistakes. But if you make mistakes and you let the devil in, it will explode in your house. Lift your hand quick. Come on. Get it up. Say, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. I cast out every foul spirit that would try to creep into my house. In the name of Jesus. How many feel that right now? Come on. How many feel that? You won't let a rat in your baby's room, will you? Did I say that too quick? You won't let a rat in your baby's room, will you? And don't you let the devil in your house. My message today is this, point one. Number one, get serious about your spiritual growth. You got to get ready. Last week we talked about urgency. We talked about unction. We talked about in Matthew 24, do not be deceived. Do not be troubled in these end days. This is going to happen. You have an anointing that is more powerful than the Antichrist. If you're a believer, say I'm a believer. Then you're an overcomer, right? by the word and by the blood. The Antichrist will not suck you under, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. What is in the world? The spirit of the Antichrist. If you've got that, say yes. I declare to you today, are you ready for this? Your mediocre days are over. Come on, raise your right hand. Come on, get it up quick. Come on, say, I declare right now, my mediocre days are over. Hallelujah. I charge you right now to clear the clutter and clear the hindrances. Clear them out. Second thing I would say to you today, number one, get serious about your spiritual growth. Number two, I would declare to you, live a lifestyle of lordship. In Galatians 5:25, tells us not only to walk in the Spirit, but to live in the Spirit. In other words, I don't just do spiritual activity, all right? Galatians 5:25. Walking is activity. Walking is movement. But I don't just have activity, but I also live. How do I live? I think. I breathe. Right? I imagine. I mean, all these things. There's function right there. We live in the Spirit. All these, they've got to work. There's a combination there. In other words, every move I make, in Him I live and move and have my being. Every move I make in God. Amen. With all my heart. I love Him with all my heart and my soul, my mind, my body. Every part of me in sync. If one part's out, the other part, I've got to get in position. I've got to get in alignment. Amen. The apostles were in such alignment. It tells us in Acts, the 5th chapter, it tells us that they were such in alignment with God. And there was so much coming out of them. They were so full of God, so full of the Spirit of God, they brought handkerchiefs. They could just touch them. And it says that even people wanted to get in their shadow, just get around them. If they just got in their shadow, there would be a presence. In other words, I've got a shadow right back here. I don't know where my shadow's going. I'm not following my shadow. But just there's enough of the presence of God in me that just my shadow, amen, when it goes through, there's such lordship in my life, there's such position in my life that everywhere I go, it's God. I don't get out of God. God doesn't get out of me. I don't go in and out of the anointing. I live and breathe in the anointing. I have an unction. Amen. The spirit of Antichrist does not come over me. The spirit that's in me comes over him. Amen. I change everything in the Walmart line. I change everything around me. Amen. Where I park makes a difference. When I go in the restaurant, there's a difference. When I drop my kids off of school, there's a difference. When they walk in, hallelujah, there's something on me, hallelujah, that I can't get off of me. There's an anointing I can't explain. Hallelujah. It's time we live as believers. It's time we speak in new tongues. It's time we raise the dead. It's time we break every yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. It's time we get serious about Jesus being the Lord of our life. I declare today, my mediocre days are over.
I mentioned last week that if you're more comfortable in the world than you are in the anointed presence of God, you're living in dangerous ground. If you'd rather be in a party as you would be in the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. If you'd rather be drunk than you would speak in tongues. Am I talking to you, somebody? We're called out. We're different. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're peculiar. Some of you have been wanting to do that a long time. I just authorized you to do it. First Peter, the 2nd chapter, says this. Having said everything we've said today, therefore, somebody say therefore. When you see therefore in the Word of God, it's there for a reason. Therefore. Lay aside all malice. Get the mold out of you. All deceit, hypocrisy, envy, all evil speaking. Everyone in the room right now, say, Lord, forgive me for speaking evil concerning anybody or anything in Jesus' name. It says, as newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow, thereby get serious about your spiritual growth. If indeed you have tasted the Lord is gracious, coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, somebody say, that's me, as living stones are being built up a spiritual house. You are spiritual before you are physical. Amen. Your spiritual house, a holy priesthood. Now, we're talking about everybody. We're not talking about pastors, evangelists, apostles. Every one of you, a holy priesthood. What do you do? To offer up spiritual sacrifices to Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm going to skip on down. He tells you these things here. You can read. Verse 9. You are a chosen generation. That's you. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Every one of us as believers, you are priests. Everybody say, I'm a preacher. Oh yeah, you're preaching something, baby. You're a preacher. You're a priest. You're a spiritual house. You don't have to wait and come to see what I've got to say. Let me come to your house and see what you've got to say. You're a royal priesthood. You're to be offering up spiritual sacrifices. If everybody's got that, say amen. It's time you get serious about your spiritual life. I'll say it this way a little bit better. It's time you get serious about living a spirit-filled life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time you get serious. Be done with mediocrity. Be done with wishy-washy. Be done with being tossed to and fro by every little thing that comes along. It's time you be done with distractions. It's time for you to be fervent, to be filled with God, to live in fullness, to be on fire. Hallelujah. And to receive the promise of the baptism of the Holy Ghost like he said. If you're all with me, say an amen. I wanted to come and preach you something nice and easy, how that you're special. Oh, yeah. But the Spirit of God just burned this in me. He wants to do some mighty things through you. How many believe he wants to do mighty things through you? We got to be all in. So I'm going to do two things with you right now. Number one, I want to tell you about some things. And number two, I want to pray with you. Are you ready? Come on, how many are ready? So number one, I want to give you some opportunities for you to take a first step, for you to break out from the pack, for you to do some things like you've never done in your life, to jump start you spiritually. All right? So the first thing I'm going to tell you to do, ask you to do, invite you to do, become a part. Number one, so let's just have a little clinic here. Number one, you've got a little sheet of paper there on your chair, and it says serve. And I'm going to invite you, because we're living in a day of great harvest. And I just feel like the Church Alive has got to step it up. I feel like we gotta put the accelerator down. That's it. And I believe we gotta do it now. I don't believe we need to wait. I believe revival, the awakening, I believe the eruption, I believe the epicenter, I believe the tsunami, everything that's been prophesied here. Here's the way I feel. I feel like it's trying to get in those doors right now. I feel like it's right here, right now. But I think the Lord is just saying, go ahead, just roll that stone back. It's just going to take a little faith. Amen. So get involved. There's all areas there. You can check more than one. You can check them all if you'd like. Don't check them because of, that's my gifting. Give us your information. We're going to contact you through email. And if you don't have that, put your cell number down for text or whatever. We're going to contact you. It's going to be in a few weeks. We're going to do this another week. I want to make sure I gather as much information as I can. But do that. There's places there for everybody. And there's all kinds of things. Like, for instance, hospitality. You like to make food, and we like to eat food. Everybody likes to eat food, say yes. You can tell I get hungry every Sunday about this time, 10:45, every Sunday. We got receptions. We got, sometimes there's a funeral, and there's all kinds of things you can make. you can become involved in all kinds of ways. And so there's all kinds of things we need to do. So I could just go on and on. But write them. Mark it right now. Just take time. Get it out right there. Now get a pen and borrow from somebody or whatever you got to do. And if you when you get done today, you can take those with you and put them out on the desk that's out front. That'd be really helpful. So you do that. If you want to take it home, you want to look at it, you do that. We're going to be getting together with you. We're going to put you in a team, and we're going to give you exactly what to do. And it's going to be great. You're going to get to meet people. It's just going to be wonderful. So everybody say praise God for that. There's some other things that you can help to just make a first step. All the men say, I am a man. All the men, raise your hand. I want to see all the men. Come on. Our church is full of great men. I praise God. We've got a church full of great men. And men who are spiritual. Men who love God. And men who want to do things. I love that. Amen. We got an army here. We really do. We got an army. And I know you're busy. And you love your home. You love your family. We're going to have a special meeting for the men. You can check the bulletin out today. It'll be there. But it's on Tuesday. Next Tuesday. Not this Tuesday. But next Tuesday. October the 10th. All right, so men, mark your calendars. It's going to be, we're going to feed you. 6 p.m., we're going to have food. It's going to be whole hog. And so we want you to come and eat, you know. And at 6:30, we're going to have some worship. We're going to have some word. Amen. We have some other things too. My brother, I've asked him to come and minister to us from Oklahoma. So it's going to be here. You're going to have a great time. And praise God. I mean, it's going to be an erupting. We're going to be down at the edge. And so we're going to have other things. We're going to give away some things, men. We're going to give away a gift card to Bass Pro. We're going to give away a gift card to Academy. We're going to give a gift card away to, what's the last one? Lowe's. And so you want to be a part of this. There's a lot of things. Go out today in the front. Register that I'm going to be here. Go ahead and put your name in for one of those drawings. And let's see what's going to happen. All the men say, I'm coming. You rearrange. You got a group you meet. Get there that night, all right? It's going to be great. So if you come late, that's okay. You get there early, it's even better, all right? So it's going to be a great time together. Another thing happening that you can get involved in is October the 15th. That's on a Sunday night. Children's Ministry is sponsoring a great event called the Brave Cave. We want you to bring your family. It's from 4 to 6. We'll end the evening with pizza. Kids love pizza. We're going to eat together. We'll feed them for you. It's going to be a journey. Rooms are going to be decorated. It's going to show children how not to be afraid and not to have fear, but how to trust God. We want you to come as a family. Amen. If you're not reading Bible stories to your family, if you're not praying for your family, if you're not teaching them the oracles of God, we're going to help jumpstart you on October the 15th on a Sunday night from 4 to 6 p.m. Get your family. You get them here. Tie up the dogs, feed the cows, and get your kids. And come on with me on October the 15th. It's going to be a great time together. Everybody shout with me right now. Say, I have to get my kids to this thing. Not just for kids. It's for everybody. If you're struggling with fear and doubt, you want to come to that night, and we'll cast it out. It's going to be a great time together. Everybody say amen to that. Now you watch this. You watch this. Now here is the launching of our Fall Alive groups. The launching of our Fall Alive groups. Starting on Sunday. Again, remember, we're getting serious about spiritual growth. Come on, somebody say, I'm serious. This is moving in the spirit of Christ, not the Antichrist. How many believe the Lord's about to come? How many are going? About 30% of you. I'm going to have a great altar call. Wow. October the 22nd is a Sunday morning. These groups will start at 9 a.m. Turn to your neighbor and say, not 9:02. 9 a.m. We're going to have a time clock out here. And if you're late, you will owe triple tithe. I'm joking. 9 a.m. It will only last 4 weeks. You can do this for 4 weeks. 9 a.m. 4 weeks. October 22nd, 29, November 5th, November 12th. 4 weeks only. Fall launch of Alive groups. 4 weeks only. Somebody say 4 weeks only so I know you got it. 9 a.m. till 9:25. You got to get here early. All right? Not as early as a deer stands, so you can do it. Now then, we're going to have groups for all your kids. Okay? All your kids. We've got a special group then. Remember, all your kids. We've got special group for high school. Michael Long is going to be coordinating that group. We have got a special group. Now, these groups all have names and stuff, but I'm just philandering, all right? Then we're going to have a group for college-age students. Now, I probably didn't say that real relevant, but that's what it is. Whether you're in college or you're that age, either way, we're going to have a special group for you. Michael and Tiffany Richardson, would you raise your hands, please? These wonderful missionary, evangelist, apostle, prophets are going to be coordinating this for me. Amen. When I called them last week, I'm telling you what, he started prophesying. I was driving to a place I had to go. Next thing I knew, I was in the left lane doing about 85. And when I passed that trooper, he rolled his window down and did this right here. And I said, praise you, Lord. Amen. That's the truth, all right? I was glad he did that. Amen. You know, it's going to be a great group. I'm excited about this group. And so whoever you are, you say, well, I don't really know anybody. You want to be here. You're going to get connected. You're going to, oh, hallelujah. You don't miss this. All the college students say yes. It's going to be a great time together. So I don't know if I can make it at 9 o'clock. You make the class at 7:30. All right. That went over real good. Then we're going to have a group for young families. Now, young families is you can be married. You can be single. You can have kids. You don't have to have kids. You can borrow somebody's kids. I mean, you know, whatever you'd like to do. But if you're that young family, say, what's the age there? If you feel like you're a young family, come. Now, here's the deal with this. Is you say, well, I may be college age, but I'm a young family. You can go to either group you'd like. That's the great deal about this. Here's the great deal about the Church Alive. Nobody gets kicked out. All right? And so you go to one of these, all right? And Patty is going to facilitate that. Patty, would you raise your hand? And her helpers are going to be a great team of Joe and Amanda Andrews, right? And Richard and Ashley Manning. It's going to be a great time together. Young families, the first thing you do is you get here early and you check your kids into the kids center. And then you come to the young families. Amen. You check them in first, and then you come to the young families, all right? And that's going to be a great time together. There are going to be groups outside of all that. Then I'm going to help facilitate a Bible study. Some of you are going to help me teach it. Say, I'm going to help him teach it. That's what I thought. Y'all are so much on board. Y'all didn't even say anything, did you? Thank you. I'm all by myself. Did you say something, Vanessa? Yeah, you didn't. I didn't think you did. I ain't got nobody, as you say, Otis. All right. Well, I'm going to start it. How's that? And it's going to be a teaching. It's for an adult Bible study. Now, there's no age there. You might be a college age. You might be young family age. You might be an older, advanced. It doesn't matter. We want you to be able to go where you would like. It's going to be on the book of 2 Timothy. A word for things that are happening now and things of days ahead. Amen. So you got to get here on time because they start at 9 because we only got a couple of minutes. There's going to be food served in these various areas probably and maybe not. I don't know. They'll figure that out. That's up to you. But anyway, it's going to be a great time together. How many believe it's going to be a great thing as we commit to spiritual growth? Come on, can I see? Come on. It'll be a great thing. Amen. See, the beauty about the Church Alive on a Sunday morning, we start a little earlier, but that gives you time to go to lunch with somebody. Amen. Get you a long nap in. Amen. I mean, so you want to come. You want to be a part of this. I don't know who came up with all this. It must have been the strategy of the Holy Ghost. You need to give somebody who came up with all this a great big hand. Thank you. I appreciate that. So we want you to be a part of it. One other thing that's going to be happening here at Church Alive during this time right now, it's a fall launch boost. Amen.
Because the spirit of, I'm all about this, the spirit of the Antichrist is toyed with your mind, your body, your spirit, and your kids, and your home enough. It's time we release the anointed presence of God, hallelujah, and we see great things happen in your life. The devil's a liar, and we're going to prove it.
Next thing we're going to do is concentrated prayer. Starting this Wednesday night, all the Wednesday nights in the month of October are going to be special prayer meeting nights. I'll give you some word. We're going to pray. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. We're going to pray for healing. We're going to pray for deliverance. We're going to pray the fervent fire. Amen. Because the New Testament shows me that where there is fervent prayer, there are miracles. How many believe we need some miracles? Amen. 6:30 every Wednesday night. Then next Sunday and the Sunday following. That's the 8th and the 15th. See, I got your October planned. You don't have to plan nothing else. If anybody asks you to do something in October, you say, I can't do it. The preacher's got all my time. Hallelujah. I can't do nothing till after Thanksgiving. Because I got something for you to do at Thanksgiving. Hey, we going to have that Thanksgiving feast on that Wednesday night, Ryan? All right, we're doing it now. We're putting it together. That's how I plan things right there. How many like that, all right? Oh, yeah, we're going to have that. Amen. That was a good deal, wasn't it? And we'll figure that out. And praise God, I am hungry. Anyway, next Sunday and the Sunday following that. You can't do the third one because you're going to be in a live group. The next two Sundays, we're going to have specific prayer at 9 a.m. Get in here. See, you'll get you involved on the 9 a.m. If you think you can't come that first on October 22nd on time, then you start the next 2 weeks getting here. Just gauge yourself. You know, so you go ahead. So why don't you do that? Other thing is, we have prayer every Tuesday at 5:30. Come in here, you do your own, 5:30 a.m., you do your own thing. In about 6, we agree. Dale Chambers, he helps coordinate all that, puts it together. And it's just, so you need to be a part of that. And so just, you know, it doesn't have to be just men. Anybody come. It's a great time together. So you just get in here and you be a part of that. I believe God's good. Come on, how many believe God's good? Give him praise for things that are happening. Come on, give him praise. Come on, really, if you believe it's good, come on. Give him praise about this. So what I'm telling you, friends, let's prepare for harvest. Let's be the light. Let's do something. There's something else I'm going to ask you to do. Can I tell you one more thing because I just feel like it? I said, can I tell you one more thing just because I feel like it? Oh, good. I wasn't going to unless you wanted to. There's something else I'm going to ask you to do. You can start planning on this too. I'm going to launch it later, but it's so good. I'm excited really about this, is that between Thanksgiving and Christmas somewhere, I'm going to ask you, and I'll just give you a snip of it now, I'm going to ask you to invite somebody over to your house for a meal, hors d'oeuvres, snack, ice cream, I don't care, whatever you want to do. But somebody that doesn't come to church with you, I'm going to ask you to invite somebody you work with, your neighbor, anybody, a friend. Anyway, I'm going to ask you to invite them over, give them a little food, and it's going to be real casual. But while you're there, you're just going to say, hey, you know I'm a follower of Jesus. And if you didn't, I really wanted you to know that. Because I believe the Lord's coming back real soon, and our relationship is of the such. I just didn't want to go without you knowing that I'm a follower of Jesus. And so, you know, I go to the church alive, and, you know, you're welcome anytime. It's not really about inviting them to church. You know, it's about inviting them to Jesus. And then just say, I just want you to know that. And if you ever want me to pray about anything for you or what? I just want you to know I'm here for you. If I've never told you I love you, and I'm not getting weird on you, but if I never told you that I love you, I want to tell you right now. In fact, if you don't mind, I'd like to pray for you right now. You just have a simple prayer. You don't have to reach across the table and mess their hair up. All you got to do is pray. How many hear what I'm saying? So you pick the day, you pick the time, you pick the food, you pick the people, but somewhere, it's a great holiday thing. See, I'm inviting you over for Christmas cookies. I'm inviting you over for some leftover turkey. Whatever, you know. It could be as a ball game on or something. I'm inviting you over, we're going to grill and watch bang, bang, and while I got you there. How many hear what I'm saying? This is better than multi-level marketing. Amen. And so you get them over there and you tell them about Jesus. How many believe you can do that? Come on, how many believe you can do that, all right? So you start planning that now and praying for the Holy Ghost to come over you. Now here's the last thing I want to do is I want to pray for you. I want to pray for every one of you today that the yoke of bondage will get off of your home, your life, your body, and your mind, and your spirit. I'm going to pray with the things that where the enemy's been nagging you today, that nag will be over. I'm going to pray there's going to be such an anointing over you. The distance between you and the devil will be so much the devil can't find you. I'm going to create some distance between you and the devil. That's what the blood does, amen? I said that's what the blood does. I'm going to pray for you that, I mean, heaviness. I just feel it. I felt it in the spirit as I've been praying for you. Some of you don't know what happened. All of a sudden, you just like went into a fog of heaviness. And I'm going to pray that spirit of heaviness off of you. I'm going to pray the depression off of you. Amen. We're going to, and here's what you got to do. You got to cry your way out of it. I mean, cry out to God. I don't mean tears. You got to cry, God, I need you. You got to praise your way out of it. That's how the walls come down. The shout, the glory, the praise. I end like this. I was very careful on what I want to say. But I've been thinking about this for a couple weeks. I'm not going to give names, and I'm not going to tell you. I didn't count, but there's been multiple times that when I leave this service, church is large enough, no enough people in the city, but people who would have been or people who were in the service, it was their last service. I always think about when that happens, did I preach the word? To me, it's an awesome responsibility. Did they know Jesus? Did I give them the opportunity to be free? Did I follow you, Holy Ghost? Many of them, there were situations in their life. It was probable. There were some. There was no indication anything was going to happen. Some accidents, some otherwise. See, well, Pastor, it's kind of morbid. No, it's truth. Just a couple weeks ago on a Wednesday night, young lady sat in this place. I really only had a passing hello ever to her. She's sitting here on a Wednesday night. See, I don't take Wednesday nights lightly. That was the last service she was ever in. I went back and looked at my notes. I went back to watch myself on YouTube. That's embarrassing. We cannot underestimate the power of the Holy Ghost. When I talk about prayer, we cannot underestimate the power of prayer. I watched a moment ago. I'm getting in your business. Are you ready? I watched a moment ago as I said, we're going to have some prayer meetings. There were some. I even saw two people. Look at me. All right. I let things like that usually just go by. You cannot underestimate the power of prayer.
That's right. That's right.
Some things that are going on in your lives are just because it's life.
Come on.
Right. You have a door ding on your car. Not because the devil come along and did it. Now the person who did it may have been a possessed. Maybe they didn't mean to. Maybe you parked weird. Maybe they parked bad. I don't know. It's just a door ding. How many got me? All right, it's not a devil ding. Look what the devil did. It's a door ding. How many got me, all right? Listen, friends, there's not a devil in everything.
Come on.
He's not omnipresent. You got to get this. He can't be everywhere. But the Holy Ghost can.
Yeah.
The Antichrist can't be everywhere, but the anointing of Christ can. So, some things just happen. Other things are permitted. Maybe you didn't say, "Devil, I permit you to do that. Spirit of infirmity, go ahead, see what you got." But by your lack of engaging with the Holy Ghost, whether it's in discipleship like we talked about, getting the Word of God on you, maybe not praying in the Spirit, but you open the door. If you open up your window without a screen, you're going to have bugs.
Come on.
Am I right? You don't believe me, go home and give it a try. Thank you. But you open up things and by not engaging. Today I decide, make the decision, I will have lordship lifestyle. I will live, move, and breathe in the Holy Ghost. Nothing else will live in me. No bondage. Come on, anybody with me on this? No worry, no doubt. Nothing else but the Holy Spirit of God. Would you lift both hands right there? Come on, just lift them up. Come on, declare Jesus as your Lord. Come on, just do it. Come on, just do it. I declare you as my Lord. Say it out loud, somebody. I declare you as my Lord. I need you. I need you. Those of you that need healing in your body, would you stand? You need divine healing in your body. Would you stand up? Come, stand quickly. Amen. Would you lift both hands quick? Say out loud with me right now. Say out loud with me right now. Say, this moment, the Lord of healing lives inside of me. I receive it fully in the name of Jesus. I declare over you right now, your bodies are healed. I declare over you right now, the cells of your body are now being regenerated. I declare right now that healing is happening in your body. By His stripes, you are already healed. And right now, the manifestation, the demonstration of that is in your body right now. Hallelujah. Those of you that need to break off a stronghold, a spirit of heaviness, you need peace, you need joy, you need worry to come off, doubt to come off. You need to break off all those symptoms. Stand up quickly. Come on, stand up quickly. Stand up quickly. Would you raise both your hands with me right now? Come on, you need joy in your house. Lift them up right now. If you didn't stand, you say, "Well, I needed to." Go ahead. Everybody, lift your hands with me right now. Say, "In the name of Jesus, I declare the joy of the Lord is my strength. I declare this moment I am free, because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Love, joy, and peace will dominate my life. Fear, doubt, and worry, I cast you out in the name of Jesus." Come on now, give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many need the Holy Ghost to do something brand new in your house? Your whole household, never again the same. Come on, stand up quick. Come on, stand up quick. My whole house. My whole house. Hallelujah. My whole house, kids, grandkids, cousins, neighbor. I don't care, my whole house. Hallelujah, my whole house. Lift up both your hands. Come on, lift up both your hands very quickly. In the name of Jesus, may the fire of the Holy Ghost, the presence of the glory of the cloud, the Shekinah of the glory, fill the house. There is no distance here. There is no time barrier here. Hallelujah. Fill the house right now. Fill the house right now. Hallelujah. Fill the house right now. Household faith, household baptism. The anointing, the power of your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I declare over your houses right now, no more nightmares. Somebody give me right now. I declare over your house, no more nightmares. Nightmares are over. Off of you and your children, nightmares are over. Fear is out of your house. I declare dreams and visions and the peace of God over your... I declare prosperity over your house. I declare God's made you the head and not the tail. You'll quit thinking like you're a tail and start thinking like you're the head. I declare purpose over you. I declare destiny over you. Hallelujah. Receive the name of Jesus. Those of you that have, the enemy has put confusion on you. You were going great, but confusion. All of a sudden, just like direction just escaped you. You're all of a sudden just kind of confused. I don't know what to do. Confusion. I just felt that word really, really strongly. Everybody in the room, lift your hands. It's going to take agreement. It's going to take agreement down every row, everything. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of confusion. Spirit of confusion to leave these minds, leave these imaginations, and may bold faith come in where there was confusion. Bold faith, aggressive faith, take over right now as we declare your word. We declare your word. I pray over the intellect. I pray over the systematic thinking. I pray over the imaginations. May they be filled with you. May we receive strategies from you that are unknown to the natural, but may they be supernatural. We receive it now. We receive it now. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Come on, give God praise. We're going to sing this little song, and it says, "There goes all my doubt, there goes all my fear." And as we do that, you may want to stay and pray a little while longer. You may want to go get your children, have them come and pray, because today I'm getting serious about spiritual growth. Today it's about lordship lifestyle. Today my mediocre days are over. If you have something specific you would like for me to pray personally with you about, then I'll be right here to do that for you. If you want to come and kneel, you want to come and stay at the altar a while, you're certainly able to do that. Let's sing this for a moment. As you go about your day, remember that also we have an alive group that meets tonight at 5:30. We have a Bible study on power from on high. Let's sing it together. If you want prayer, I'll be here for you.
And there goes all my doubt, there goes all my pain, 'cause on that day he rose again, sin no longer stains. There goes all of my questioning, there goes all my fears, 'cause on that day of reckoning, hope has reappeared. There goes all my doubt, and there goes all my pain, 'cause on that day he rose again, sin no longer stains. There goes all my questioning, there goes all my fears, yeah. 'Cause on that day of reckoning, hope has reappeared. And there goes all my doubts, there goes all my pain, 'cause on that day he rose again, sin no longer stains. There goes all my questioning, there goes all my fears, 'cause on that day of rest, oh, past me, there it goes. There goes all my doubt, yeah. There goes all my pain, 'cause on that day he rose again, sin no longer. There it goes. There goes all my questions, there goes all my fears, 'cause on that day of reckoning, hope has reappeared. Here it goes, there goes all my doubt, and there goes all my pain, 'cause on that day he rose again, sin no longer stains. There goes all my questions, there goes all my fears, on that day of reckoning, hope has reappeared. There it goes, there goes all my doubt, there goes all my pain,
Day of rain, my hope has reappeared.